The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
What will happen to the souls of infants when the rapture happens? What an interesting question, one that came in from a listener just like you. This is Grace in Focus. Welcome. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society, the organization that puts on this show. We get wonderful questions from our listeners, as an example, today's. Now, if you'd like to send us a question, you can do that exactly by reaching out to us through email. Our email is radio@faithalone.org. Maybe your question will be heard on our show sometime soon, so feel free to do that. Let's go right to today's discussion with Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar. Here's Grace in Focus.
Now, by the way, Sean, we need to give a shout out to all the churches out there that agree with the free grace perspective. They believe that we need to share the gift of God, which is everlasting life, and the giver, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And they agree that the Bible teaches everlasting rewards or eternal rewards.
Yeah, they believe in the grace message or free grace.
And we have a thing called our church tracker, which is on our website, faithalone.org, under Connect or something.
Yeah, somewhere.
I don't know how many churches there are, a couple hundred. But if you are in a church and your church agrees with our basic position, then send us an email and let us know, and we can add your church, assuming we'll then contact the pastor of the church and make sure that he would like to be on the list. But if so, we'd like to get more churches on that list, because people who are traveling will visit on vacation,
right,
or people who are moving want to know.
Yeah, our webmaster always tells me, we were just having to update the church tracker a few days ago, and he always tells me that's one of the most active features on our website. People go back to the church tracker over and over again. But I will say this, it is better if a pastor or an elder or someone in leadership applies for the church tracker.
It is better, yeah.
You know, it just kind of makes everything a lot quicker. So just tell your pastor about it, tell an elder about it, and then they can sign up.
That's a good idea.
You do get visitors, and it helps the Free Grace community to feel connected and to know where to go, like you say, Bob, on vacation or when you're traveling, or even when people move for jobs all the time. And oftentimes they'll choose a city based on whether or not there's a Free Grace church there. So,
right.
So it's worth it to be on our church tracker. It's free. It's a totally free service. It's really something we never even thought about. We're just like, oh, I just put up a church tracker there, but it's become immensely useful for people in the community. I don't think there's anything else like it really out there. So yes, check out the church tracker. Are you ready for questions?
Let's go.
Okay, here is one from Philip. And Philip says, my wife and I have a toddler, and my wife is pregnant with number two. Such a blessing. Well, good luck to you, because get your sleep now. You probably can't get any sleep, Philip, because you already have a toddler, but it's going to get a lot worse. But it is a blessing.
You have three, and you've been through all that.
They were gone for a week for a cousin camp with their West Texas family, and I missed them. The first night, I did not miss them. The first night, I went to a Cajun restaurant, ate what I wanted, you know, took as long as I wanted to eat, ate very peacefully and calmly. That first night was awesome, but every other night was lonely. It was lonely every other night, Philip. All right. Currently, neither of our children are capable of understanding the gospel and therefore have not believed. What would happen to their souls if the rapture were to happen tomorrow? I've read some people on this, but mostly from a Reformed perspective. So this is a question that we get asked fairly often, and what is your answer?
All right, let me hit two things. First, I'll answer his question, and then I'll say what would happen if one of his children, God forbid, were to die while they were still children.
Okay.
So let's talk about the rapture. In my view, there are hints all throughout the scripture that when the rapture occurs, the children of believers will also go in the rapture, even if those children are not yet believers.
All right, so give me an example of where that's hinted at.
Okay, well, for example, when Lot is taken out of Sodom,
yep,
his daughters are allowed to go with him. Mm. So are their husbands, I guess, or I'm not sure if they're engaged or if they have husbands, but they choose not to go. When Noah goes into the ark, he goes with his three sons and his three daughter-in-laws. Mm. Now, none of those were toddlers or little children, but still the principle there is the family is going with the parents. And you have other examples of that in Scripture where when God is delivering a people, he's delivering more than just the adults.
Okay.
Jonah, at the end of the book, God tells him he should have compassion because there are 120,000 people that don't know their left hand from their right hand.
Right.
That is understood by most commentators to refer to small children who aren't old enough yet to understand the left and the right.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And when God spared Nineveh, he not only spared all the adults, he spared all the children.
Yeah.
And of course, when Israel is delivered at the end of the tribulation, is it only believing Jews that get to go into the millennium? No. If they're under age 20, they're going to go into the millennium in natural bodies, even if they're not believers, because they're under the age of accountability.
Yeah. You're assuming that there's going to be an exception for people that age.
Otherwise, what you would have is all children below age 20 wouldn't get to go in
the
millennium.
Lake of fire.
So if the parents are raptured, they're raptured. But on the other hand, what happens if a toddler dies or a small child dies? They're going to go to be in the presence of the Lord, I take it, in the third heaven.
Okay.
Now, there may be a place in the third heaven reserved for such people.
Yeah.
So they may not be congregating with everybody else, and I think they will be in their same age. The way I view it, there's only really two options for someone under the age of accountability who dies. Now, option number one is they go to heaven and they're given everlasting life and they're suddenly adults.
Right.
And then they go into the millennium as adults. Option number two is they stay their age, they aren't given everlasting life, and they're held until the time of the millennium.
Right.
And in the millennium, they start living again at that same age, and they go on through, and they either come to faith or they don't come to faith. If they come to faith, which they should because Jesus is present, their parents will be there, lots of people witnessing to them, then they'll be born again, but they'll be able to have children.
Mm.
Whereas if they're given glorified bodies, there will be no children for them.
Okay.
One final point. I think the age of accountability is not 5 to 10 like a lot of people think.
Right.
I think it's 20.
Yeah.
And that's because when Israel is about to go into the promised land with the 12 spies and they listen to the 10 evil spies, the result is everybody 20 and over has to die in the next 38 years.
Mm-hmm.
But all those under 20 get to go into the promised land. That suggests a high age of accountability.
Yeah.
Which would mean if Philip's children, if you had teenage children and the rapture occurred and they were unbelieving children, in my opinion, they'd still go in the rapture.
And just to clarify, you are not saying that if you're under the age of accountability and you die or you get raptured, you're automatically given eternal life. That's not
That's
what you're
saying.
That's
not my view.
You're saying, yes, they get raptured. They'll go to the third heaven for a time.
Right.
But their eternal destiny is going to be decided in the millennium when they come back or something.
Right. And that's a view you won't hear a lot. But the reason why it makes sense to me is I don't find any place in the New Testament where someone has everlasting life who hasn't believed in Jesus for that life. So it seems to me the only way to work all that out is to say these people will be given the opportunity to come to faith during the millennium.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It'll be a wonderful thing. I mean, imagine if your children, God forbid, were to die, or if the rapture were to occur tomorrow and they went with you in the rapture, I'm sure you would want them to be able to live out their life in the millennium so they could have a full life and have children and grandchildren. And not only that, if they make it to the millennium, they may live the whole 1,000 years.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, if it was up to me, I'd make the age of accountability 1,000 years. Give people a really good chance.
That's good.
You think 20 is high. It's interesting, though, that Philip mentions he's heard he's mostly heard answers from a Reformed perspective, and it might be helpful to contrast what you've just said with what Calvinists and Reformed people, how they usually answer this question.
Well, first of all, they don't believe in a pre-trib rapture, right?
Right. They would rule out the rapture, and they'd rule out the millennium.
So their view is, if I understand it correctly, and you've read Reformed people more than I have, but I believe their position is some Reformed people say that the children of the elect are elect. And so if you are elect and your child dies, then they're given everlasting life because you're one of the elect.
Yeah.
But the problem is you don't know if you're elect or not because you have to persevere to prove you're elect. So if you're not one of the elect, then your children are not necessarily one of the elect.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. The other view is there's no guarantee that the children of the elect are elect. And the point is God elects some children and not others.
Yeah.
And the ones that are elected, when they die, they go to be with the Lord. And the ones that are not elect, they go to Hades awaiting the great white throne judgment, and they'll spend eternity in the lake of fire.
Yeah.
And that's not a real comforting position when you're doing a funeral for a small baby.
I mean, neither of those positions is very comfortable.
Not even the one about the children, the elect or elect.
No, because you don't know if you're elect,
right.
So you can't know if your children are elect.
Right.
So it's not, it doesn't provide any comfort. It's more just a theory about some unknown person, and you can't really know if it's true about yourself.
Right. Frankly, I think that Philip should not listen to Reformed theologians dealing with the issue of the age of accountability or what happens to children when they die, because
right.
they're going to confuse him.
Well, also, I don't even know if the age of accountability really makes any difference in the Reformed perspective anyways. I mean,
that's a good point.
You know, it doesn't matter what age you are. God's either elected you for heaven or elected you for hell. And so,
but now we should say one thing.
Yeah.
There are some Reformed people and some Calvinists who believe in the free gift of everlasting life by faith apart from works, and that perseverance is not the way we have assurance. That
right.
we have assurance, like, for example, Engelsma. You
yeah.
interviewed him.
Yeah.
And his view, I think he's a 5-point Calvinist.
Yeah.
And yet his position is, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you know it,
yeah.
and you know you're secure.
Yeah.
So there are some of those people, but I'm talking about the vast majority of Reformed people,
yeah,
not,
that's right.
not the exception.
So Bob's view, you might listen to it, and you might think that it's a little novel, and it is. But real question is not whether it's novel, but whether you can see it in Scripture. One huge problem with the Reformed view is, as we've both argued in your book, The Ten Most Misunderstood Words, and in my book, Chosen to Serve, that election isn't even about eternal life. So it's totally inappropriate to apply that to the question of what happens to children when they die. So consider Bob's position that they're going to get a second chance in the millennium because they are under the age of accountability. So
maybe we wouldn't call it a second chance.
A first chance.
It's still a first chance.
Yeah, that's right. Good point. Well, thanks for the question, Philip. And if you have questions, you should check out our website. I always tell people, go there first, faithalone.org. Look up a verse, look up a keyword, look up a question, and you're probably going to find resources about it. And if you don't, well, you know where to find us, radio@faithalone.org.
Thank you, gentlemen, for that great discussion. Would you like to explore more of the topics that we talk about on this show and don't know where to do it? Well, I'm going to tell you where. It's at faithalone.org. That's our website, faithalone.org. On the site, we have all kinds of free resources that are designed to help you grow and mature in your faith and your understanding of Scripture. For example, we have this beautifully laid out full-color magazine that you can get a free subscription. Just go to faithalone.org and sign up on the site. Would you like to become a financial partner with this show? Well, if so, you can find out how to do that on faithalone.org. All gifts are tax deductible and very much appreciated because it's how we stay on the air. By the way, we love to hear from our listeners. Maybe you've got a comment, feedback, or even a question. If you do, I'll give you our email address so that you can reach out to us. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On tomorrow's program, we're going to talk about the new heavens and the new earth, so join us for that. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society, and until next time, let's keep grace in focus.
The proceeding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.